Welcome to the Winners and Losers radio program. My name is John Case, and we're going to do a segment here with an interview from Kira Garrett from the American Federation of Teachers, if I'm not mistaken. And
I'm actually with WVE.
Oh, your West Virginia Educational Association. So Dale Lee is your president. Am I correct about that?
He is.
He's a good friend, and we've had him on this show many times. So anyway, welcome, Kira. Can you start out by just introducing yourself a little better, and then we'll try to talk about what's happening with the negotiations with the state of West Virginia. Go ahead.
Sure. I'm a special education teacher at Washington High School in Jefferson County right now. My role this year is as the coordinator of the entire special education department. So I'm no longer in the classroom, but I'm helping facilitate everything special education related in the department and within the building.
What percentage of children are actually, by the way, is this just certain grades that you work with, or and how many are in of the population are taking advantage of special education services?
We sit at about 10% right now. It's a little high, but I'm responsible for any student who has an IEP or a 504 plan. I'm overseeing both of those areas.
Are those initials
so
something?
We're looking at about 200 students.
Okay. Well, that's a load. That's quite a few people. Yes.
Yeah.
How long have you been teaching, and how did you get into it? Where did you go to school? I assume you have to go to school to be a teacher.
I did. This is my 10th year as a teacher. I went to college. I did my bachelor's degree at Hood College in Frederick.
Right.
And I did my master's online through the University of Texas.
Wow. Okay. All right. So was special ed one of your interests, or something that you sort of got into after you got into the
system? It was. My bachelor's degree was, I did a dual enrollment in special ed and elementary ed, and then my master's is in administration.
In dealing with special ed, for those that may be skeptics out there and may ask the question, is it really the best to, how does the argument about integration of special ed students versus segregation, which for many years ago kind of tended to happen sometimes, do you feel that the whole process has been successful on the and we've been moving forward and making useful lives for everyone, no matter where they start?
I do. I think that special ed has a very important place in the public school setting. I think that we're reaching and we're helping many more students than we ever did before. It starts with the correct identification of students and making sure that the services are really appropriate for them, and making sure that we're providing those services in that most least restrictive environment when possible, so that they are in general education classes and with their typically developing peers as much as possible.
Right. And in my own mind, I see how that, if it's managed in a good way, can be the best for both populations, those that are using the services and those that are not, actually, because you learn to deal with all kinds of different kinds of people. Let's try to transition here. I'm a little bit familiar with parts of the issues involving state education, since I was working as an adjunct at Shepherd for a few years. And when we first heard that the PEIA, Public Employees Insurance, what's the A stand for?
Assistance, maybe?
Yeah, public employees. Anyway, the fund that pays for and insures all public employees, I think, in the state, which is most everybody. And I kept hearing that it was, they weren't funding it in the way they had been before, and it was the population of covered people, however, was growing. And then we had a showdown, and some you had to pay more out of pocket. Why don't you talk about the PEIA issue? And because, you know, when insurance costs go up and you have to pay for them, that's a pay cut. So, and then how have you gotten into this mess we're in now?
Well, I've been working in West Virginia. This is my fifth year, and PEIA was a big incentive. I came from Loudoun County, where my salary was considerably higher, but ultimately I decided it was important to live and work in the same community. I wanted to be in the same school system that my children are attending, and to kind of ease that pay cut that I took coming from Loudoun County, Virginia, the insurance was a big incentive and a big draw. And unfortunately, we are seeing some major significant increases. And now with legislature looking at some changes again to that policy, my own family is looking at increases that will potentially more than double what we pay now. And that's scary when you have a master's degree and 10 years of experience and you're looking at a pay cut to do a job that you love, but it is a very difficult job.
And so my understanding is the pay in West Virginia that are we talking about enough income to send your own children to college?
If my income was our family sole income, we would probably be receiving government assistance. Thankfully, we're not. My husband is not an educator. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
But I've heard story after story of teachers who are teaching and waitressing on the side, and they still qualify for government assistance. The starting salary for a teacher with a bachelor's degree is around $35,000 a year, and that's unfortunate. We're talking about some of the most highly qualified people in the state.
Right. My understanding is that while you were, I guess, working in Loudoun County and living here, there are the migration the other direction has been even more pronounced, right? I understand that folks with that have, for example, your advanced degree qualifications typically move over to either Washington County in Maryland or Loudoun and increase their income by $15,000 or something like that, $10,000 to $15,000. And is that accurate or close to accurate, or what's the story?
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. I actually looked just this weekend for my own interest, and my salary, given my years of experience and my education in Loudoun County, is about $17,000 more. Clark County, I would look at an increase of about $10,000. And I saw a statistic that the average West Virginia teacher is only staying in the state 4 years at this time, and they are leaving because of those higher salaries.
Has that resulted in having to draw on more substitute teachers?
It is, and that's a scary side of it as well. Instead of looking at fully funding our health care and increasing salaries, the state is now looking at decreasing the requirements that it will take to become a teacher. So some of the new legislation will just require that you have a bachelor's degree, any bachelor's degree. There doesn't
Right.
need to be any specific training in teaching. And that's scary. There are over 700 available positions right now in the state that we're using substitutes to fill. My own department, I already have two long-term substitutes in position, so we don't have qualified teachers in our schools.
Is there a I mean, for example, suppose you graduated and you got your education degree 25 years ago, all right? And over that period of time, I'm sure that with the huge amount of data and information available now, that you know that a master's in education now is somewhat different thing than it was 25 years ago. Is there a need for people to be able to upgrade their skills? I mean, as folks go along, I remember in the software industry, you know, we had to go learn a new language about every 6 months or we fell behind. I don't know whether it's that bad or not, but what's your attitude toward that?
There is a requirement. Teachers have to earn, and it varies based on states, but teachers do have to earn continuing education credits every year. We're fortunate in Jefferson County that we're usually able to meet the requirement of hours with our professional development days that are offered. Some counties are not as lucky, and they have to seek out those opportunities on their own. When I first came to Jefferson County, I came mid-year, and I missed a lot of the professional development, so I was required to go seek out those opportunities and pay for those opportunities on my own.
Oh, wow.
It's difficult.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I find it, give me an idea that over the past 4 years, for example, what changes have there actually been in the combined salaries and benefits of teachers? And if you have any information on like what the median or what the top or the bottom or what your sense of the average is, that might be helpful too.
Well, we're seeing lots of numbers coming out saying that the average salary for a West Virginia teacher is around $45,000 a year. I'm not sure how accurate that number is because you're taking a lot of our teachers who are at the close to retirement and at the end of their career and who have those higher salaries, and a lot of them are getting ready to leave our system. I'm concerned about the shortage that we already have, and when we look at this great number of teachers retiring in a few years, it's going to become a problem. We have not seen any pay raises. I think the last was offered, I think the number that I saw was 6 years ago. It was before my time in the county, certainly. But I know just personally, we're seeing a big drop in healthcare, and I know that that's affecting all fields, but I think an important piece that people are forgetting is that this is for all public employees in the state. It's
right.
Not just teachers, and it's not just service personnel working in the schools. It's affecting police officers and correctional
right.
officers and
and sir,
government
right.
agencies.
I think most
it is hurting.
Right. I think in many cases, county employees are also covered by PEIA. Isn't that correct?
It is.
So the colleges and universities for sure. Yeah, I can. I don't see how you train a generation of folks that are going to be able to raise their incomes at all, if you know your teachers are making less than median income. And you know, I think $45,000 is probably. I bet that's close to the top rate. I mean, if we're teaching anyway.
I think our pay scale tops out somewhere around $80,000.
Oh, there are some up. Is that for?
Which even that's difficult when you look at people who potentially have PhDs.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And just looking at the surrounding counties, it's difficult to see those differences.
Well, or think about the cost it takes to get a person to get the professional training they have. I mean, that's a huge cost over a lifetime. That in the days of college loans now, I mean, goodness, it's almost scary. My wife's she works for the National Science Foundation, and they do studies of how really that if you don't finish your college degree, like if you, for one reason or another, financial or other, you can't finish, it's actually not worth doing.
Right.
In terms of, because of what's happened to incomes. And I'm afraid that West Virginia teachers might fall into that. Well, what do you figure, how do you assess the current situation? And I understand there's going to be, the schools are going to be closed on Thursday and Friday. Tell me what's going on tomorrow and the next day.
Jefferson County has decided that in the best interest of safety for students, that we will be closing all of our schools. There's about 74% of our employees who belong to at least one of the unions, the two teachers unions and the service personnel union. And just given that number, it was decided by the superintendent that we would not have enough people in the buildings to accurately and adequately staff and monitor students. So we are closing. There are three different opportunities for people to come out and rally and show their support. Teachers and service personnel and other employees will be gathering at the library in downtown Charlestown. They're also looking at the Panera parking lot in Ranson and the Shepherdstown Library. Those are the three selected locations. We're really just trying to get people to really fully understand the issues and the problems that not only teachers and service personnel, but all public employees are facing right now.
Right.
To just get support. We're asking people to call their legislators, to send emails, and to ask them to fully fund, number one, fully fund PEIA,
right.
And to look at some significant raises for these people who are some of the lowest paid but highly qualified in the state.
Yes, recently, of course, we've had stories, tragic stories in the news, tragic and heroic stories in the news of teachers who have sacrificed their own lives to protect their students from some of these horrible attacks that have taken place. And in other emergency situations when the students are under their care. And yet, I was reading a Facebook meme today where there's folks that act like the minute you ask for decent pay or commensurate for the responsibility, you're a union thug, something like that. How do you feel about you get a lot of aggravated and adversarial positions going on here. How do you dealing with that?
There is a long-running joke that we would take a bullet for your kid, but our insurance won't cover it, and we'd end up bankrupt as a result. And I think that's very true. There was a threat made on social media against Washington High School over the weekend, and we did have increased police officers here on Tuesday. They were monitoring all of the students and keeping everybody safe, but there was a pretty uneasy feeling with staff and students through the day.
Right.
And it's scary and disheartening that we could potentially take a bullet for your child, and their life is in our hands throughout those 7 hours a day. I've made the point that teachers are just spending their own funds. My own funds were over $360 last year out of my own pocket just for basic supplies for students. We're talking about paper and pencils and sometimes food and clothing, and we're taking care of kids, and we are a family to some of these kids, looking out for some of their most basic needs.
The superintendents of the different school, I guess, but mostly by county, right? And they're in most counties governed by a school board, as well as whatever state rules and regulations. But apparently, all the financial decisions have to go through the state legislature. Is that correct?
As far as I know,
Okay, that's an interesting.
A lot of those decisions are made at that board level and with input from the superintendent. But funds are limited, and funds are decreasing. We saw a decrease in funds from the casino here in Charlestown when other states opened other options.
Sure.
And just federal funding is being cut.
What are the in your view, that there's also been a discussion, I know, and I know that this is contentious for the unions a little bit because of just the way that the history of public employee labor has developed in the state. And that is, you know, occasionally I hear people talking about, well, we need locality pay because the cost of living in Jefferson County is higher than some of the poorer counties of West Virginia, and that therefore there should be some kind of pay differential. But that just generates more infighting and bitterness than it does anything else, it seems, that idea. And yet I don't see another way to, I mean, it's hard to find, you know, the real solution to raising West Virginia's educational level below 49 or 40, wherever it is, 48. I think it's near the bottom.
Yeah, I know that locality pay has been discussed, and I do think that eventually it's something that should be addressed. But at this time, I think that PEIA for all state employees is the most important issue.
So, and it has, I'm sure, that the broadest support. And so what's going to happen over the weekend? I assume there's going to be negotiations, right? Maybe.
I'm hoping. It sounds like negotiations have not gone very well this week. I'm hopeful that we return to school on Monday and things are as normal. But right now, there's a lot of uncertainty, and we just don't know.
You know, in a I used to negotiate contracts all the time for the United Electrical Workers up in New England and out in California, and we, you know, there was always a rule of thumb that no one was going to give anything until the last minute, because if they gave it sooner, then all their backers would say, "Oh, you collapsed with you showed your hand before it was over. You know, you could have, you gave something away, right? That kind of thing." In the tug of war, so you know, you knew there was never going to be anything happen before whatever it is, 12 midnight of the night the contract expired. So, but nonetheless, you could tell, you know, sometimes by the posturing that folks have to do. In trying to just explain to themselves what's going on, that usually whether or not there is a connection and a bridge or not. So I guess that's, I'm just repeating your uncertainty, I suppose. But I certainly hope that the public gets out with you tomorrow. I plan to head over there to Shepherdstown, I think. And you know, if you have questions about it, you know, get involved. I mean, it's your children's future that are at stake here, and I think it's important that people, to understand, it's a vital thing. It's there's no stopping this continued decline in West Virginia working people's protection unless you get out there and do something about it. So.
Yeah, and I think that's the most important point, is that we're training the future. And, you know, my daughter, my own daughter, who's 8 years old, she has talked about being a doctor or a nurse one day. And I would certainly want to know that my doctor had the best training.
Right.
And we need to take care of the people who are providing that training.
And that those who want to become the doctor, okay, can get an education that will get them into medical school.
Right.
We had that, the problem, I remember, you know, working for one of my last employers was Microsoft, and they had a, they kept having job fairs everywhere all the time, okay? And then people started criticizing them because it seemed like they kept hiring folks from other countries as well as here that, you know, could meet the, you know, computer science background that they needed to have, right? And and for a number of years in Microsoft, there was quite a bit of tension between kind of, you might say, native and foreign-born, or coming in from, you know, countries with advanced degrees. And and finally, you know, Bill Gates, you know, said, you know, that he was going to have to terminate, you know, any sort of what he called redneck attitudes in the place, because they weren't going to be able to do business around the world otherwise. And so I remember, though, that it was very, very difficult to bring people in from states and in areas of the country where the educational system just did not give the students enough opportunity, you know, to get a competitive education and in one of these advanced fields. So I just put that out there as a way for the public, and especially the educated public, to, hey, you got here because the generation before you invested in education.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately something that we're hearing very often from the public, is that West Virginia does rank low in the educational standings, and why do teachers deserve an increase in pay if we are so low? The argument that we are making is that we will not be able to retain good teachers and to recruit good teachers to improve things like our test scores and graduation rates if salary and benefits don't improve.
Yeah, that argument. Oh, gee, well, you don't deserve it. Well, do you deserve a good educational system or not? Right? I mean, ask yourself that question, right? Are you going to get it by cutting people's wages? Really? How's that going to work? Anyway, well, I just want to thank you so much for helping us out today here, Kira. And this will be podcast up, and we got a reasonable sized network, 300 or 400 people here that we'll get it out to.
Wonderful. Thank you for your support. And okay. We hope that everybody can come out over the next 2 days, even if it's just a honk or a wave as you drive by.
Or if you got questions, right, and they want to find out more about what you're doing, right? There'll be folks out there to help explain, right? Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kira, and we'll talk again soon, I hope. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.